any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Look, I apologize for the negativity. We were talking about the Buccaneers and Tom Brady working out and the Super Bowls in Tampa, and it could all come together. And I had to mention, yeah, but COVID could ruin the whole thing. And people are hammering me on the text line, 239, being a Bucs fan, just our luck. Have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Then this happens. Mexico City, says Craig. Thanks for the negativity. I'm sorry. Sorry.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, about a half hour ago, said the plan is to start training camp on time, get ready for games at our stadiums, and to engage our fans, both in stadiums and through our media partners. Talks ongoing with the NFLPA to decide specifics. The NFL is happening. The NBA is happening. The NHL is going to happen. Don't know about baseball, but there's too much money involved. There's just simply too much money, as Brian Windhorst said earlier about the NBA. It's going to happen. Get used to it. Don't know how many fans are going to be able to go. We are going to have sports. It's going to happen.
Roger Goodell made that announcement. He had to make that announcement on the same day that he just canceled the Hall of Fame game between the Steelers and the Cowboys.
Well, this meeting was, though, set for a while, and this is what they were planning on talking about.
I know, but I'm just saying he has to come out and say something today to counteract, hey, we're canceling the Hall of Fame game and trying to make sure that everybody's okay with it. And So, again, the part of it is the Hall of Fame ceremony.
You're Debbie Downer.
I'm trying to be Mr. Positive.
I'm trying to be the realistic part of it is, yeah, I'm upset. I'm not happy they canceled the game. I get it. I understand it. But we are going to have sports. It's happening. Too much money. It's too much money. It's going to happen. College football, NFL, and the NBA, NHL, probably Major League Baseball.
Why don't you apply that to baseball?
Because
why do you hedge?
I'm just wondering. I don't hedge.
Then say it. We're going to have baseball in 28 days, probably, according to the big board.
Probably.
4 weeks from today, first pitch. 4 weeks today until great. Jose Altuve gets beaned by a high inside fastball for cheating.
For him, it would be a mid fastball.
It'd be a Pete Shepherd throw out the first pitch bouncer.
I will admit it. Not that. You know, if Chris Sale was healthy and Mookie Betts was still on the team, maybe I would feel a little more excited. But this is to me was going to be like a throwaway year for my team. So I don't know. I mean, I guess with 60 games, anything is possible. But you know, for me, I like Eduardo Rodriguez. But 2 years ago, he was a number five starter. Now he's a number one starter. So. I don't know.
How do you feel going into the Yankees matchup where they're throwing Garrett Cole and you have Eduardo
Cole? I've told you this season for me is like a throwaway. I will casually watch. I will not go out of my way.
That means you're a fair weather fan, Pete Shepard. Nope. That's the definition of a fair weather fan.
Honestly, with 60 games, I'll casually watch.
You're not a diehard.
I'm more concerned about football. I want college football, and I want the NFL more than anything, and hockey.
Some more texts coming in on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Hates baseball, says don't hate, Craig. Don't hate. I'm not. I'm being positive.
Aren't the Bills fan says, Craig, eat a rib, be happy.
I'm not eating a rib. These
not
are
anymore.
For Pete.
My ribs are closed.
Although Chris came in here and got his.
He got a couple. You didn't want any.
I said, look, you got screwed last time. I'm not going to,
There are also two racks in there, Craig. We each got a rack.
Right?
Not the country. A rack of ribs.
You got two racks because you ate Pete's.
Yeah.
Pete got two today. A little less because you just ate some.
Because I've unfairly been painted into a corner here. Unfairly. And I need to defend myself a little bit.
Go ahead. There. It's not going to work.
Okay. I told you in the break, Craig, you know what? You're driving south anyway.
Right.
Wouldn't be a big deal for you to just meet up with Pete off of I-75.
Right there.
And give him his rack of ribs.
Right there. Could have met at racetrack.
And what did you say to that?
I raced home to eat my ribs.
You said no, Craig Sheeman. You said no.
This is the same guy who told you a couple weeks ago, no, keep Pete home a couple of weeks.
Just a couple
so
weeks?
So my parents don't get infected, but he's with his parents on Father's Day and other in-laws.
Pete still doesn't understand what we were trying to do.
Now I do understand.
I was trying to keep more germs from 80-year-old people because they die, Pete.
I understand, but now you've been around these same people, and now it's okay if I get them.
Yes.
If I said you've been around, your family, whatever, and I didn't feel comfortable after that?
Then you'd be at home today.
You'd
on
have
a
that right.
I would have that right, but I would not. I would not execute it.
I just want it to be known that legally nobody at Beasley Media Group has told either Craig Sheeman or Pete Shepard that they have to come into work.
Are you going to run this disclaimer every day now legally? Is that what we're doing?
I know you guys are talking about being in at work. I just feel like, CYA.
Well, this was worth it. I can honestly say I've had ribs all over the country, and those are, if they're not the best, they got to be.
They're up.
They're the best thing I've ever had. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
I would rate them the best ribs I have ever had. Honestly,
it's the best pastrami.
By the way, you're a food snob, so that means that speaks even louder.
Not to mention, Art. I mean, my God, all the sauces and the dips, and I think there's egg salad and whatever else you had in there. I didn't get a chance to look at everything. The pickles alone, my
love
God,
egg salad.
I can't wait to get home. There's salmon dip. Smoked salmon dip or something in there, pickles, all sorts of sauces. I can tell you this.
I don't like macaroni salad. Big fan of potato.
It's all right.
Egg. I don't like macaroni salad.
All those things you mentioned are in the same category for me. I'll eat them if they're there, but right?
But the thing is, I'll tell you what. I normally on Sundays during football, we usually have like 10 or 11 different types of food. It's ridiculous, but usually one of the bigger things is I get like 30 wings or something like that. But I am coming to your place every Sunday. We are getting those pastrami ribs. I will pay for them every single Sunday. I am coming to get them once football season starts.
Because
those are phenomenal. Those were what you sent today was more than generous to react, but I'm going to order like probably triple that for our party.
There you go. Delightful.
Patriots hater number one. Pete's not a fair weather fan. He's just a sulking Red Sox. I'm not sulking. I'm upset that I don't like 60 games. Whoever wins is going to be a paper champion. It's not going to be.
Oh, no.
Because we're all going through it together.
Champion's a champion.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, there'll be a big time asterisk next to this.
No.
No.
Yeah, there will be.
No.
60 games. But have a parade too.
Do you put an asterisk on the NBA champion when they had a shortened season?
Yeah, you're going to put it on the NBA?
No. Yeah.
Is this an asterisk for LeBron?
Oh, the NHL did too.
As LeBron tries to catch up with MJ in the championships, does this count if he gets one? This is a serious question.
It'll count. And I'm sure as the season begins, I will probably get a little more into
technically,
it.
You can argue these teams went through more in a shorter time than a real full season champion.
I won't be going out of my way to watch a full. I mean, most people don't watch a full game anyway. Nobody sits there in front and watches 3 hours of baseball anymore.
You do, and it's 4 hours.
Yeah, I haven't watched a Major League Baseball.
Pete's coughing in the studio. I'm going to go home.
Well, you've got your plexiglass there in front of you, Craig. You're fine.
Let's see. Chad and Marco says, you're killing me. I wish you guys were closer. I'd cook for you weekly. However, I will be baking you the Brie blueberry pie at some point.
Can't wait.
Oh, God, that sounds good. That sounds really good.
The Dixie Chicks have changed their name.
Politically incorrect, huh?
Yeah, they're just the Chicks now.
Does this mean you can't have Dixieland music anymore, which is, Dixieland jazz?
Yeah. Winn-Dixie, the grocery store?
Winn-Dixie is considering changing their name.
But when I hear Dixieland, is that
Southern?
But a Dixieland music jazz, that's part of New Orleans.
That's part of the Confederacy
of the South.
I know that, but
Dixie.
There are a lot of Dixieland bands that I heard in New Orleans that are fantastic.
Explain this to me.
Because you can't dance
anytime to it. You see guys going into battle in the old timey days, there's usually one guy carrying a flag.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
a drummer boys.
And there's like music.
Yeah.
Why? And what good are they in the battle?
It's like pregame hype.
I get it, but they're sitting there. Are they all marching to the beat of the drum?
Yeah.
Okay, but what good is that drummer once the bullets start flying?
Well, there were no bullets flying at that point.
In the Civil War, there sure were.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about, like, Napoleon.
Well,
Did he have guns? Did he have a musket?
When he was 1800s, yeah.
Was he?
Sure.
I don't know. I got a bone up on
my Napoleon. why drummer? Why a drummer? Why a Dixie song? Why any kind of song? I mean, we go rolling in and blowing up ISIS. We're not sitting there with an electric guitar and some drums, right?
Well, what about, you know how you like to listen to music on a long car ride?
Yeah.
Long marches, music.
But we're sending missiles now.
The drummers to keep a cadence, 6'3"
Now,
says.
This is a true story.
Yeah, we don't have drummers anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, it's electronic? Like synthesized?
No, we don't do that anymore.
Why not?
Because
why? It's a tradition like no other.
We're not marching on foot throughout the country.
I remember in the early 80s, we marched right through Iraq. They didn't even put up a fight. In fact, I remember this is a true story. It was during the first Iraq invasion when Saddam Hussein was there and they were overtaking Kuwait and all that. We play Ted Nugent music across the border like 24 hours a day, so their troops couldn't sleep.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
Music used in a war. Right. 40 years ago.
Boom. Well, I know when we had like the detainee program before it got shut down in the late 2000s.
At Gitmo?
No. Yeah, Gitmo. We were – a form of torture was just turning on like metal.
Yeah.
And leaving them in a dark room for, you know,
heavy metal?
The detainees, yeah.
The music?
Heavy metal, yeah. Like,
yeah.
And a couple of the bands that they play were, like, insulted. They're like, this isn't, you know, this is good music.
This is used for torture.
Yeah. A couple of bands got upset. Wow. And, okay, so we're getting some info on the drums. 239 says it was a cadence for marching and intimidation to the enemy. Different 239 says it was for formation signals and strategy, not for music. And Pete's Kryptonite says Drummer Boy was to maintain cadence of the march, and it was rules of engagement not to aim at the Drummer Boy or at officers.
So wait a minute. I'm at the front line. I got a drum. The other side can't shoot me?
Yes. You're the Drummer Boy.
Sign me up.
You're the Drummer Boy.
I'll be Peter Criss for crying out loud at that point. Ringo, whatever you want to call me. That's I'd take that because you're right there at the front of the
Bill
line,
Collins.
Man.
Yeah.
In the air tonight.
Yeah.
Good song.
Back to the text. I had a lot of funny texts here. Puff, puff, poop. I make a mean grilled buffalo wing. I wish I could get to some to you guys next time I make a batch. Beach Boy, every time, everyone has the same opportunity with the same amount of games. It's a championship. Okay.
Fitz Agreed.
Baltimore says the Spygate, man. Fitz Baltimore, I've already predicted your stupid Ravens to go undefeated, which is dumb, but they are. I think
he's got them 20-0.
I already have the Ravens winning the Super Bowl, okay? It pains me. I have the Ravens winning the Super Bowl. I have them at 15-1 at worst, so trust me. I'm realistic about a lot of things. Let's see.
I'm thinking we have enough people that produce food that we could just have like one day just like an assembly line of cars driving through with food being dropped off. Good Lord. Aren't the Bills fan has started something here.
They want to know the name of the restaurant. Everybody, a lot of fans want to go.
Well, we've been raving
about the pastrami.
We can't do that.
I don't think we can do that.
No, it's payola. Plugola.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The minute you put that in your mouth, it's plugola, baby. Mm-hmm.
Well.
If we mention the.
No, not the rib in your mouth. You can put the rib in your mouth. You can't say the name of the restaurant in exchange for free stuff.
For putting the rib in the mouth.
Right.
No. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Did you ever watch that series Scrubs?
Yeah.
Okay, Hulu. It's on Hulu now. They're removing three Scrubs episodes featuring characters in blackface.
Oh,
they did three of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard of some of that going on.
What would they do now? There's a couple shows. One show in particular. Actually, probably two. I'm wondering why no one has ever bought the rights or put between Netflix, Hulu, and other to All in the Family, you know, which is arguably the second greatest comedy show ever made after Seinfeld. but obviously, I mean, Norman Lear, what he did, and even with the Jeffersons and with Maude and Good Times and everything, but with he was poking fun at bigotry.
But people won't look at it that
way. No, I know
that. Look at the sound bites by Archie Bunker. But and you can't. It's too hot to handle today.
But when you but if you watch all the shows in its full context, I mean, it was a brilliantly done show. Yeah, I mean, it was funny to laugh at him because he was such an idiot, bigot, ignoramus, and everything else. But you cannot tell me that one of the funniest episodes in television history is when Sammy Davis Jr., who was riding in his cab, came and dropped off a briefcase that he left in the car. That is one of the funniest episodes ever in the history of television.
But we are in a soundbite world, and the soundbites of Archie Bunker, and again, too hot to handle today, man. It'll never happen.
Yeah, but not on cable.
Well, because cable or not cable, if people deem it racist commentary by Archie Bunker, that's all it takes. You're not going to see that anymore.
Have you heard?
There's a lot of shows that have racial.
Have you heard Dave Chappelle's stand-up?
Oh yeah, well, that's
he goes after any.
He's awesome. He's awful.
Sexual orientation, any gender, any color. He goes after everybody.
He does the whole thing on Michael Jackson.
I'm sorry, it's very funny. It is.
Yeah.
He's funny. Yeah. He can still laugh.
Beyond funny. It's hysterical. Hey, he does the whole thing. It's way out of line. You may think it's way out of line. It's a comedy show. He does a whole thing about Michael Jackson being honored to be a pedophile from him. That's what he does.
It's a very.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't. And he's given up a lot of money to have the freedom to be able to do that type of stand-up routine. A guy like Kevin Hart can't do that stand-up routine because his big motion picture deals will be gone at that point. Already lost hosting the Grammys?
Emmys.
Emmys. Yeah.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, he died 11 years ago today.
Was it? And he died the same. Who else died that day?
Farrah Fawcett died earlier today, and nobody noticed.
Well, I did.
Well, I know. I'm exaggerating. But Farrah Fawcett goes, and then Michael Jackson, the biggest name on earth.
Steve Martin, the comedian, said that enough the hours I spent holding up her poster with one hand. That was an old Steve Martin line from back in the day.
Funny.
See? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Don't you watch it?
Steve Martin's very funny.
He's funniest when he's trying not to be funny.
Yes. He's got a great delivery. And an excellent banjo player.
Great banjo player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I try not to oversell it. He's a very good. Yes.
He is.
Yeah. Wikipedia today will be The Office. It's Ricky Gervais's birthday, creator of The Office. So whoever's caller number 9, you are going to kick Pete's butt today.
Not now, caller
number 9.
I have no
chance.
No chance.
Well, you've seen The Office. I mean, it's not Seinfeld, but you know.
You've got to be well-rounded. Sorry.
I know a few characters. I'm predicting, what's the line in our favorite site? Whoever the caller is minus 10,000.
Yes.
You have to win 10. Big. Put down 10 grand to win 100.
Favorite today.
Was Ricky Gervais in all? He wasn't in all Office episodes, right?
So Ricky Gervais.
He created, wrote it, and was acted in some.
No. So he created and wrote the UK had The Office first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he write the spinoff series for American, for the American version? I think he wrote the spinoff series for America.
Okay.
America's Office.
Did he ever appear in
He did appear in at least one episode. Right. He did.
I'm a big fan of his. I love it when he busts the Hollywood elites at the Golden Globes or any award show that he does. He's fantastic. And it's about the only time of year I see him now, a year.
He's got a really underrated movie on Netflix right now. Not spectacular.
Not a comedy?
No, it's a comedy. It's like British comedy, if that makes sense. It's not out and out like your stomach's going to hurt because you're laughing so hard. It's got some funny lines.
A little wittier over there, right?
A little wittier, yeah. It's called The Invention of Lying.
Oh, really?
And it's exactly that. It's a world where nobody knows how to lie, and he's the first one to figure out, wait, I don't have to tell the truth all the time. I'm going to use this to my advantage.
Okay.
Pretty good movie.
All right. That's very good. Yeah, today's a big day. A lot of birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We'll get to later in what you got at the end of the program. let's see here. What else? Oh, I had one other theory I wanted to throw at you all. It was one other NFL note. We obviously talked about the Hall of Fame game being canceled and all that. Yesterday, I think it was you, Pete, you brought up, was it Mike Silver from the NFL Network and Yahoo talking about Colin Kaepernick?
And it wasn't me.
I thought you mentioned him briefly yesterday. Somebody from Yahoo. Maybe it was somebody else from Yahoo you quoted. Well, Mike Silver says that he quote unquote, has talked to one coach who is very interested in signing Colin Kaepernick, and that coach says he's sure other coaches are interested. So there may be more than one team interested in Colin Kaepernick.
Hearing that, but nobody does anything. Well, they don't want to take a chance of the backlash. Well, I think right now it would only help a team.
I have a theory
from a PR standpoint.
I knew Mike Silver back when he was just kind of a local guy before mm-hmm. He's from the Bay Area. A lot of 49ers, a lot of Raiders. I'm going to connect the dots here. And that one coach that he was talking to, I'll bet it was John Gruden. And I think a new team in Vegas without a natural built-in fan base. I think it's going to be a lot of traveling people and all that kind of stuff. Maybe in John Gruden's love of quarterbacks, I wouldn't be surprised.
He's got
John Gruden's
two.
I know he does. I know he signed Marcus Mariota. I'm telling you.
But we keep hearing since he took over that he wants, Derek. He can read between the lines. I don't think he's a big Derek Carr fan.
He's been trying to get rid of Derek Carr since the day he showed up.
Derek Carr's not the problem.
But he's not Gruden's guy.
Who was he throwing the ball to last year?
Well, it was supposed to be AB, but that didn't work out.
Who was he throwing the ball to last year?
That tight end from Hard Knocks. Yep. The guy that was a recovering drug addict who's turning his life around. That guy.
Oh, Darren Waller.
I like that guy.
He was a pretty good fantasy play as well.
Yeah.
Pretty decent fantasy tight end last year as well.
Good.
Yeah. No, really, I can't.
You got Henry Ruggs III this year.
Yeah, I know. Well, they drafted him, and they drafted
–
yes.
They have Hunter Renfro still.
Well, that was the only wide receiver I can name off the top of my head. I was about to say Hunter Renfro, only guy I could name. And this was a team that was featured on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Maybe they have Jason Witten now, too.
They do. Oh, my gosh.
They do.
Really?
Jason Witten and Darren Waller.
Okay. Why?
Jason Witten just stayed retired.
No,
I'm glad he got out of the booth.
I know he got out of the booth, but he wasn't very good on the field last year with the Dallas Cowboys.
Better on the field than in the booth.
Yeah, but that's a pretty low bar, Chris. He looked done and looked out of the game when he was back in the game.
Big Quinn says, hey, Pete, you're confusing Steve Martin with Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy told Hugh Hefner that when he met him at the party at the mansion in Beverly Hills Cop 2.
No.
Uh-oh. Steve Martin did this on one of his first albums back in the late 70s before.
I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Yes, it was on that album.
Did you confuse your black guys, Pete?
Steve Martin's not black.
I know Steve Martin's not black.
Okay, but we need a break. By the way, that's my role.
Eddie Murphy is, though.
Eddie Murphy told
Eddie Murphy could play an old white Jewish guy in a barbershop, right? Is that whiteface?
Did he?
Well, it was light-colored.
Well, no. He had makeup to be a Jewish guy.
By the way, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I remember
that's
Eddie
Murphy. That's what I just
said. No, I know, but I remember Eddie Murphy saying after that scene and everything else, he teared up. He's like, because the makeup was so unbelievable. And what he took a lot of pride doing
that. I think
that's
one of the greatest scenes ever.
Oh, he's hysterical in it. I mean, absolutely hysterical.
I'm just pointing out. Well,
there's a big difference between that and.
Is there?
Yes. I think it's a huge difference.
Okay. I'm just.
I think there's a huge difference in doing that and just putting on blackface. That's great.
I'm uncomfortable.
Difference.
All right, careful, Megyn Kelly.
This is one of those uncomfortable conversations. I just want to take a break.
She's in hot water again.
For what?
Something along the lines of the blackface comments that she made a few years ago.
Oh, really? People just keep bringing it up, right?
Yeah, I don't know. She got into it with somebody on Twitter last night. I don't remember.
Oh, she
the
did.
Details.
I missed this.
I know. I don't remember the details.
Okay. All right, we need another goal from Chelsea or Manchester City here to keep my Skittle collection up. We've got Wikipedia coming up in just a few moments, so stay with us.
Dopey, I did not confuse Steve Martin with Eddie Murphy. You don't know the album I'm talking about. It was like one of the best comedy albums ever, and there's the late 70s.
You didn't read the first part that gets me off the hook. He says, I can understand Craig getting Ving Rhames and Michael Clark Duncan confused, but how does Pete confuse Steve Martin with Eddie Murphy?
In Beverly Hills Cop 2, when he met Hef, did he say something about Farrah Fawcett? Because I don't remember that line in Beverly Hills Cop 2, but I can tell you that Steve Martin said it first, way before Eddie Murphy.
Oh, so here's what it was. Megyn Kelly called out NBC because 30 Rock had a couple episodes where they aired blackface, and she's merely pointing out the double standard between her mentioning blackface on her own show and getting fired, and 30 Rock airing it and not having anything bad happen.
That's right. 30 Rock was the other show that was going back to the archives and getting rid of blackface in their episodes, too. In fact, Tina Fey says she wants those expunged from the record. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Now I'm really uncomfortable. Let's just move on. Coming up, Sheeman and Shepherd. Huh? I don't know. I don't like talking about these things. Get a free generator.
That's the problem.
I know. But every time you talk about it, then you could say something wrong and you could be fired like 2 minutes later.
No. Yeah, we're
That's
good,
how this
though.
World, yeah, we're good?
Yeah.
Are we good over there?
We're fine right
Are
now.
You doing a good job hanging out
like,
that dump
bomb? I like going White to Face in the movie named White Chicks by the Wayans Brothers. It is a funny movie.
It's a whole movie.
Yeah.
Okay. White Face.
What about?
White Chicks.
You already go, you know, Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
I'm sorry, another hilarious movie.
It's a very funny movie.
I mean...
But I forget, was he playing an African American?
Yeah, it, Robert it, Downey was Jr. was a black guy.
Playing the dude that looked like the dude that you thought was the dude.
That's right.
I love that movie.
It's funny.
All right. Now it's really time to go. Sign up for your free generator on our website, 993ESPN.com. Do it now. You got till the 30th, then you can have a free generator for hurricane season. How about that? We're going to get a prize that awesome at any other radio station. Nowhere. Just here. Sheeman and Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Well... During seconds ago, there was a goal missed. The game is tied at one. We need three. Somebody broke in, and whoever it was, just hit the goalpost. Clear breakaway should have
Raheem Sterling, one of the best strikers in the world.
And Craig Sheeman was almost about a syllable away of an emotional an emotional cussing breakdown. It would have brought the house down.
Except I checked myself.
You did check yourself. Never seen you get that passionate.
It was a wide open goal.
I mean, it's a tough finish.
I could have
no
made
doubt.
It. Any 3-year-old could have kicked the ball straight. Your son could have made that goal.
Craig.
It was straight on, wide open, and he hits the bar, the sidebar.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, ridiculous. You're right. Fine. That's it. World-class athlete couldn't finish it, but my 3-year-old could. Yeah.
He could. It was that
Makes
simple.
Makes perfect
of a,
sense.
It was that simple of a kick. All right, what we got going on here?
It's a set piece from about 35 yards out.
A set piece?
Yeah.
Why is it a set? I've never heard that term.
It's a free kick. A
free kick.
Why didn't you call it a free kick? Now
it's
you're trying
called a set piece.
I'm hanging onto a thread here trying to learn this silly game, and you got to throw new terminology at me when you could have just said free kick.
Okay, in basketball, can you run a play?
Yeah.
Can you run a set?
Yeah.
Okay. You can do it in soccer, too.
Fine. I learned something new. But there was a goal while you were while we were up for break. So we are 1-1. The over-under was 2.5 and 3. One of those split odds things.
Yeah, but do you win half? Yeah.
Just tweeted out a light moment today between Coach Leach and Coach Lane, Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin, both having masks and wearing suits and addressing the Mississippi legislature today, and Mike Leach goes up to Kiff and tweaks his nose, grabs his face mask, pulls it back.
Good times in the SEC.
He was in a nice burgundy blazer as well.
He was
in
a nice burgundy blazer.
I mean, it was actually, it looked like something Ron Burgundy would wear.
Yeah.
It was styling and profiling, as the old people say.
Very good.
Yep.
Pete Shepherd, on this day in history in 1951, can you guess what happened? No, you can't guess.
What sport?
None. Oh. This is a TV trivia day.
I Love Lucy?
1951.
Star Trek.
No.
June 25th.
68.
Yeah. At 4:35 p.m., CBS did the first broadcast in color.
Oh,
today is
what show?
Color TV Day. It didn't say, which you think would be complete information. It wasn't the news if it was 4:35. Must have been a soap opera.
Probably.
I know Chris has no idea what black and white TV was.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Have you ever seen...
he's seen black and white in movies.
He's seen black and white movies.
Yeah.
Like White Christmas or something like that.
So,
by the way, Christmas 6 months from today.
Yeah.
The Marriage, that was television's first primetime network color series. But that was broadcast live by NBC in the summer of 54.
The first color cartoons, the Flintstones and the Jetsons began in the fall of 62.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
However, to baby boomers and their parent, one show would come to define the movie.
Jetsons, right?
The first episode of Bonanza was in color. In September of 1959.
His wife. Today is also global.
Jane, his wife.
Today is also global overrated day. I'm sorry, the Beatles day. Interesting fun fact about
Stop it with that.
Because in 1967, also on this day, the world's first live global satellite TV program aired. It was from the BBC called Our World. The Beatles performed All You Need Is Love. You want to guess how many people watched that? Take a stab.
Millions.
Throw me out a number.
5 mil.
The worldwide global first satellite ever in 1967. I'm going to need more than 5 mil. Jack it up.
Let me go. Let's go with something around 50. The 65 million number.
Not even close.
Really?
150 mil.
Not even close.
No.
400 mil?
This destroyed any Super Bowl number you've ever.
300 mil.
400 million people around the globe tuned in to watch the overrated Beatles.
They're not overrated.
World's first global satellite TV broadcast.
You're right, Craig. They're overrated and 400 million people watch
them.
Well,
you got to keep in mind, Chris, it's the first ever global satellite TV program. You could have put me on there and you would have had millions of people watch out of curiosity.
I would have said, what's wrong with the television?
GPS.
How about this? The most hated TV shows of all time, according to this one poll. Baywatch.
Why hate it?
89 to
it's one of those popular shows worldwide.
I don't think.
Syndication globally was off the chart. In fact, David Hasselhoff one time was the highest paid TV star on Earth.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Phyllis Diller Show back in 66, 67.
Nobody knows who that is.
She had
really wild white hair.
Big nose.
And always a cigar. A cigarette on
PTL Club.
What was it with those cigarettes? They were put on like a black stick and the cigarette was at the end.
Cruella DeVille used that.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. The Ugliest Girl in Town from 68, 69. I don't remember that at all.
That
Casablanca was a TV show based on the 55, 56.
You can't remake
the Chevy
that
Chase show. That was terrible in 1993. That's when he was really hot. He was all messed up.
He's been
Manimal
messed up
in 1980. Do you remember Manimal?
Manimal. And I do remember Manimal.
Craig, they're called cigarette holders.
Really? And are they
filters.
Are they filtered? Does it help filter the cancer that you're getting?
No, so the smoke doesn't get on your fingers. It's a classy way to smoke.
Are you just making that up, or is that really what they were for?
No, that's what it is.
The Ugliest Girl in Town is the 18th hated most TV show from 1968 to 69. The ABC sitcom had its issues from the very start. The fact that it didn't even air in London, despite being filmed, there may have been one. The series follows a man, Tim, who was mistaken for a woman and lands a modeling gig. And which he takes in order to stay in England with an actress he loved, just 17 episodes of the 20 film. Kind of sounds like Tootsie a little bit, but different. Casablanca, 55, 56. Who the hell is in this?
Who played
the characters and themes Humphrey were based Bogart. On those in the film. The series was set in the Cold War era in hopes of capturing the time of reaction. But the show just didn't have the right mix element for a hit, and only 10 episodes were produced before its cancellation. Chevy Chase show speaks for itself. Manimal, here it is. Guy's got he was a falconer.
Yeah.
He went looking for falcons?
It was a terrible a time slot opposite Dallas at the time, which was a laughable premise that was taken seriously. The basic idea was that a British professor had the ability to morph into any animal and used his power to solve crime.
That sounds awesome. I wouldn't solve crime.
But you're going against Larry Hagman in Dallas on Friday night. That ain't happening.
I don't get the reference.
14.
Dallas was a TV show.
Yeah.
Actor Larry Hagman.
Who shot JR? One of the biggest cliffhangers of all time.
Yeah, like 80 million people watch that or something. Ridiculous.
I didn't watch it.
I did.
14, Baby Bob, 2002-2003. Baby Bob, the infant, was played by actual babies who were edited to look like they were talking. The show revolves around Bob, whose parents discover their baby can talk like an adult.
That sounds awesome.
So it's like Stewie, but worse.
Not in cartoon form.
No.
Is exactly
if you could turn into any animal, what would it be?
Hold on. I'm just going to require some thought, which is not good for talk radio.
An animal.
Any animal. I want to be some. You know, don't laugh. I might want to be a lion, not because it's a Detroit lion, but you get to sit around all day.
And the women go hunt
for you. The women
go
out and hunt the food, and nobody bleeps with you. Well, until Scar shows up.
I would like to be a bald eagle or a hawk.
You like to fly?
Yeah, I want to fly.
That's cool.
I want to fly.
See, I want to sit around and do nothing. You want to fly.
I want to fly.
Chris, answer the question. What animal?
I don't know. I was thinking an ant because pound for pound, it's the strongest animal in the world.
Ant is not an animal. It's an insect.
Too many predators.
And I step on ants.
Strength in numbers?
Like, you could be a real strong ant, but you still die when I step on you.
Yeah, but amongst the ants, I would be the strongest of the ants.
Until I stepped on you or kicked your little sandcastle.
Okay, let me go somewhere else with this then.
Because it's an insect, not an animal, so you really can't go there.
Okay, so I can't go there. Okay.
Well, Dopey now concedes that, on Saturday Night Live, Steve Martin did the same. Well, he did that joke a lot. But it
was be a marine animal?
On his album.
A fish?
Well, I was going to go dolphin. Yeah,
I was
porpoise.
Say dolphin.
Porpoise, only other species that has intercourse for pleasure.
Right. Dolphin or porpoise or both?
No, just the – I don't care.
No, I mean, which one has the relations for fun?
Dolphin.
Dolphin?
Well, I'd want to be
heard.
That,
I've
yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Just looking for, you know, something with a blowhole.
Okay. Stop me. All right, so you ended up picking your favorite NFL team.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up picking my favorite NFL team.
How about that?
And Pete is not patriotic, so he didn't.
Well, you can't pick a patriot in this scenario.
You didn't pick your favorite team.
I guess the only option that Pete could have would be if he picked to be a Bear, like a Bruin.
Yeah.
That would be the only thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing he could really be.
Yeah. Well, no, he said Eagle.
I said like
BC.
Or a Hawk. My nickname in high school was the Hawks. My nickname in high school was the Hawk. So I pick a Hawk.
My high school mascot was a Greyhound. Oh, we were fast. Fast.
We were Cougars.
We just won.
A lot of good-looking olders.
Everything. You know what I'm
saying? Love parent pickup line.
XFL 2001 is the third most hated show of all time.
XFL?
XFL. My Mother, the Car, 6566, is number two. Number one, the Jerry Springer Show, 1991 to the present.
That's a great show.
That's a train wreck.
What? Are you kidding
that's
me?
That's the scourge of humanity.
You know,
right
what, you know what?
It's awesome.
Chris, someday YouTube it. Robert Downey Jr.'s dad, Robert Downey.
Oh.
Was
I used to watch him every night.
Nut job. Like when you talk about he would bring on every like supremacist, black, white, didn't matter, and just rip him. He'd smoke cigarettes for the whole show. It was crazy. He was nuts.
Had some white teeth, though, I'll tell you.
Oh,
that.
My. Well, yeah, they were.
And then he would get in your face. It would start off as an argument, then it would get heated, then he would stand up and get in their face
and
just chew them out.
He'd throw you out of the studio. He'd throw the audience members out sometimes. There would be fights.
I used to watch it every night in college.
It was like at 10 o'clock or 10:30.
Like, this guy's going to explode on this guy. Yeah.
A couple of texts on the text line. Bald eagles are about the most patriotic animal you could pick.
Yeah. But they're not patriots.
Yeah, but they're patriotic. They are the symbol of freedom.
I mean, Pete's symbol is a guy taking a dump on the side of a helmet.
I'd love that logo.
I've said it's not my logo. It's not my favorite logo.
It's one of my favorites. And Jerry Springer is awesome. It's awesome.
He used to be a mayor.
Margaritaville's been to three show tapings.
Christian Pulisic.
Oh, that's across the goal.
No, it didn't.
I want instant replay in the 71st minute.
It didn't.
That crossed the line.
They have
the whole ball have to go over?
Yes, the whole ball has to go over the whole line.
Learn the rules. Craig's turning green.
He's so upset over soccer, a sport that he didn't recognize 3 months ago.
We're running out of time.
We've got 20 minutes.
19, plus added time.
Yeah, we've got 20 minutes. We're
God
fine.
Almighty. Nike just reported today a Q4 loss of $790 million.
They won't even notice.
Tough to bounce back from that.
They won't even notice it.
Tropic Thunder says you're going to give Jerry love, but not Mario. Well, Mario wasn't on the list. Mario, you are not the father. I mean, those shows just get boring, don't they?
No, they don't. I'm always on the edge of my seat. Is he the dad or is he not the dad? And who's going on this show to find out the answer to that question?
Somebody I know knew someone that was a producer on Jerry Springer's show.
Yeah, and how do they get
the I don't want to look behind the curtain.
No, I do.
No, I don't want to look behind the curtain.
No, they just get you liquored up. You can have as much, if you're a drinker, you can get boozed
great.
Up as much as you want.
Now, but here's my question, and this goes to your point. Like, right nowadays, if you're like the dude in a relationship, or maybe it's not even the dude. If you're asked to go on Dr. Phil, you know one of you two is getting lambasted by Dr. Phil. What? Why would you agree to go on national TV and be made to look like a
fool?
Money,
you get paid.
What do they pay those guys to go on that show?
Oh, it was Morton Downey Jr., by the way. Morton Downey Jr., not Robert.
Right, right. Yeah. I know what you meant.
Yeah. But, yeah, wow. He's talking about trash TV in the beginning, but nobody did what he did.
Yeah.
Nobody. But he died March of the
I'm sorry. I think that Jerry Springer is excellent television.
I find it a colossal waste of time.
Both can be true, Craig. Both can be true.
Yeah,
right?
Speaking of not a waste of time, it's time to play Wikipedia, boys.
I always try to order Jerry Springer.
Pizza?
No, the uncensored version.
Oh, really?
On Christmas Day, and my wife never lets me. She did before we had kids.
What would be like? What I
mean, they're not blurring anything out. They're not bleeping anything out. It's a tradition, unlike any other.
Really? You really wanted to waste money on that, huh?
Didn't waste money. It was a great use of $14.99.
Slim Jim is right. You know Jerry Springer was the mayor of Cincinnati.
That's what I said. He was a mayor in Ohio.
And, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Robert Downey Jr., I thought, why did I think he was an offspring of Robert Downey Jr., but he wasn't.
Because they'll say the last name.
No, but it kind of looked alike, too.
Dr. Phil played linebacker at Tulane.
One's much skinnier than the other ones. What?
Didn't Dr. Phil played college football, yeah. Linebacker, Tulane.
Always kills me when Dr. Phil came out with his weight loss book, and yet he's a large man.
Yeah, but he's not fat. He's just big boned.
He's a little bit of everything. He's big boned and he's heavy.
Big Quinn asking an impossible question. Jerry Springer, the Jersey Shore. Can't answer that. They're both excellent.
So
I'm Craig the Situation. Better take me seriously, man.
Hey,
do you not pay your taxes, too?
Oh, is that what he's in jail for?
Tax evasion. He's out.
I pay mine. However, I took my little break at April 15th. They're due July 15th. I haven't done them yet. Got to jump on that.
Mm.
Got to kill a good weekend, do taxes. All right. On a much lighter note, it is time for Wikipedia.
Hey.
I'm looking for caller number 9. I got some Papa John's pizza for you. Is that what we're giving away today? Did I get that right, Chris?
Yeah, but it's not a pizza. It's a pizza.
Oh,
pizza.
For Wikipedia. Caller number 9 right now. Today's trivia is going to be
The Office.
Because of Ricky Gervais's birthday, right? All right, let's do it. 239-337.
No.
Go? What? What's going on? How did I not get in there? How did I not get in? What's going on? My eyes are deceiving me. It looked like the goal was good. What happened?
No goal. Learn the rules.
Chris, explain to me how the ball was not in the net on that play. Hold on, I need another replay.
They can review this.
Please bear with me, audience.
We got to go to break.
Skittles on the line here.
We got to go
ball
to break.
Ball right there. Ball right there. Hold on.
Ball never went in.
Not
ball
even
never went
close.
In.
We had a bad angle. You know, they suck at TV angles over here.
I didn't get excited.
Premier League. All right. Caller number 9, 239-337. What the hell's our number? 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776. I'm all flummoxed.
The train wreck.
Sheeman and Shepherd, Wikipedia, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with Wikipedia. Right. We got caller number 9. Mike in the Cape is with us. Mike, how are you today, sir?
Mike.
Pretty good. You guys?
Very good. How old are you, Mike?
42.
Are you a fan of the TV show The Office?
Yes, I like it.
All right, well, today's Ricky Gervais' birthday, so we're going to do office trivia. First one to 3 correct answers is a winner. You get to go first. What office item of Dwight's does Jim put in Jell-O in the first episode?
What does he put in Jell-O? Stapler?
Yes, that is correct.
I would have got that one.
Really?
I would have got that one.
All right.
It's well, in the opening credits.
All right, Pete Shepard, let's see what you can do here. Who does Jim marry?
You have to say the character?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the characters. Susie.
Incorrect.
I don't watch the show. I don't remember anybody.
Mike for the steal. This could be a layup. Mike, who does Jim marry?
The lovely Pam.
That is correct. A commanding 2-0 lead over Pete Shepard.
Great.
And now Mike could go for the sweep. Mike, this question is for you. Who is the HR officer and is not considered part of the office by Michael?
Toby.
That is correct. We got a sweep. Nicely done.
You might as well be speaking Greek. I mean, you know, I could count to 10 in Greek.
Mike, nice job.
Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll take care of you with the pizza from Papa
John's.
Why don't
you pick this topic?
This is an excellent topic.
It's a good topic. Just because you don't know anything about the topic
but
doesn't mean.
But that's you got to make it so I
we don't have to. No.
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 It's like if we made Happy Days and put you on this, you wouldn't have no clue.
No, and you guys would make fun of me for not knowing Happy Days.
It's part of the shtick. In fact, let's embarrass you further.
Pete, I don't watch.
I've seen 3 episodes.
Well, then you
You don't watch the show either.
I've watched about Pete, 20 episodes.
I really did. I gave you very easy questions.
I would have got the first one. The stapler, I remembered. I remember that from the first episode, which I thought that was pretty funny, actually. But
By the way, while we were away at break, Chelsea scored another goal on a
penalty
kick.
Are there more questions?
It's 2-1. Yeah.
Yeah, but does it matter?
Well, yeah, because I might guess
you're just
going to
rain on our parade and say, I don't know.
I might guess something right.
Okay. Which male member of the office went to corporate while
I don't understand the question.
Let me start
You're
over.
Laughing through it.
Which... let me start over.
Which character?
Which male member of the office went to corporate while wearing a woman's suit?
He's the main character.
Dwight?
Main character.
I don't know the main
Michael
character.
Scott.
Oh.
What?
Is there a Dwight on there?
There's a Dwight Schrute, yes.
Oh.
What college did Andy Bernard attend?
Is it a real college?
Yes, it is. It's an Ivy League.
Out east.
Ivy League, right?
Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
They're the.
Not Brown.
No.
They're the Bears?
Princeton? No, Brown's the Bears.
No.
Princeton, hang on, let me guess. Yale?
No.
Columbia?
No.
Cornell?
Yes. 8th time's the charm.
Big Red.
What restaurant
chain? By the
way,
they had a number one men and women's hockey team this year going into the pandemic.
Mm, yeah. Tough break. Yeah.
What restaurant chain hosts the Dundies?
Do I know this chain?
Chris, yep. What are the Dundies?
Michael Scott hosts his own award ceremony for The Office every year called the Dundies.
Okay.
Is it a chain that I know?
Yes.
Yes. They want you to have their baby back ribs.
Oh, Chili's.
Correct. What?
See?
What vegetable is grown on Schrute's Farms?
Cucumber.
Incorrect. How can you not get beets?
It's a beet farm.
And who causes the fire at the office?
It's a male character.
Jim?
It's at least a character, though, so good job
I remember
there.
A couple of characters.
Oh, yeah,
Jim,
yeah,
Dwight. Yeah. No, I forgot about Pam. Yeah. Who? I don't know.
Ryan. Ryan is the correct answer there.
The temp.
Oh.
Yes. All right.
You're probably right. It is more fun when you at least have a.
D-Hop Stink says, Pete, that's one of the funniest shows of all time. Get on The Office. I've tried.
It's one of the funniest shows ever.
I've watched the first 3 episodes. I don't know. I'll try again. I'll watch more episodes once you watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Well, that's not fair because we had an accord. Nope, never mind.
What do you mean no?
No. Okay, that's a deal.
What's going on with Locker Room Junk's girlfriend? First she says she's pretty upset, and then she says, miss you guys, good luck.
She was calling number three, four. She was
three
calling
and eight.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bears.
She'll get it sometime.
Battlestar Galactica.
Pineapple Pizza says Scrubs was better than The Office.
Scrubs was decent.
I don't think it was. I'm not saying Scrubs wasn't a good show. The Office is my generation Seinfeld.
That's a fair statement.
Fair.
But it will never live up to Seinfeld.
See, and that's where you're wrong.
No, I'm not. Nobody goes around quoting The Office.
You're wrong.
Not even close to Seinfeld.
Yeah,
that's what she said was a comment before The Office. They just flat stole that.
Yeah. That's not what I'm saying.
Give me Craig. Give me something that's you know, like yada 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 type from something that.
That's what she said. That's the line.
Everybody says that.
I know. That's my point.
Well, what's another one?
It's not as iconic
what's
as yada yada yada, yada or man.
All right, Chris,
hands
give me one. What's something that people hear all the time from Office? I'm serious. Like from The Office. Like give me. I mean,
that's what she said was picked up because of The Office. Like that's when it started to get legs.
No,
because
it was a line
of Michael
then.
Scott.
Besides that, I can think of five per episode in Seinfeld.
No, you can't because you can think of stuff that you say because you've watched Seinfeld. Not that everybody says.
So tell me something that everybody says from The Office besides that's what she said.
I don't know.
I know you can't
Bears
think of one.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. They sell multiple shirts at Target with sayings from The Office. You just can't admit that you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. What you said beats what?
No.
Beats Bears and Battlestar Galactica.
Craig,
have you ever been out and ever heard somebody say that to you?
Never.
Never. Never. Sorry. I've never heard. Pete, out, I haven't even heard it in a
you
bar.
Dismissing,
I've never been out and said.
Pete, you dismissing
said,
The Office simply because you've never seen it no. is ignorant.
No.
That's
here's
exactly
the thing.
What
no,
it
no,
is. It's
no,
ignorance
no,
because
no.
you don't know what you're talking
here's
about.
Here's what I know. That the little sayings and everything else that are in The Office don't come close to Seinfeld. You don't hear people around bars going beats
okay.
and Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
You don't.
What do you hear at the bar for?
Oh, my God.
What
please,
do you hear?
Where
at
does
the bar.
It end?
At the
where
bar.
Does
I hear yada 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 every day.
Every single
you
day.
You think yada 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 was invented by
Absolutely.
Seinfeld?
Absolutely.
Yes.
No,
yes.
it wasn't. It was made popular by
Absolutely.
Seinfeld the same way that's what she said
no.
was made popular by
I
The
have,
Office.
I have a magnet of yada 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 on my refrigerator.
I mean, just the lines. There's so many things. When you say them, people automatically know. You say the contest, people know. You say yada yada yada, people know.
Yeah,
Kentucky
Tim, Bazinga is even more popular from
Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory.
It must be a generational thing because I'm not over here saying Seinfeld is overrated. All I said was The Office is my generation okay. Seinfeld.
And you've never seen The Office, yet you argue over the point. I give you that. You're coming in talking about The Office being funny. It may not be my cup, but I will grant you, yes, I understand it. But don't tell me that the little, you know, idiosyncrasies of the show are the same as Seinfeld. It's not even close. It just isn't.
You
people
don't
know
that,
episodes.
Pete.
People know episodes
you
of the Seinfeld.
Don't know
you
that.
Say the contest.
We're
you
so
say
late.
Soup.
You don't
no soup
know
for
that.
You.
Never,
no soup for you is bigger than anything
you
the Office could
is?
Ever say.
Festivus.
Fast.
The airing of grievances.
Festivus. Festivus is bigger than anything on The Office. People talk about Festivus.
This is me coming in talking about a Monday Night Football game that I didn't stay up and watch. This is what you're doing right
Who
now, Pete Shepard. You don't. You're talking about something you don't
me,
know anything about because
me,
you've never seen the episode.
I'm telling you what I'm telling you though. That people stuff like soup not or no soup for you, Festivus, things like that. That just not said. Nobody quotes The Office. Nobody goes out quoting The
you're
Office.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You are.
But Craig and I both
you're
say nobody
wrong.
Goes out doing it.
Craig's
I don't know anybody.
Not talking right
it's
now
not
because
part,
he knows you're
not
wrong.
Part of the vernacular,
no, actually,
not part of the lexicon.
No, Pete is doing. Pete's right. Pete's right, Chris. I'm sorry.
I am.
Right. Oh, my
I
gosh.
I am. Sorry.
No.
You say
guys
Festivus.
Sound so old
you say
right
Festivus,
now.
And people know
like,
right away what you're
oh
talking
my
about. You say,
gosh.
Come back 1 year. No soup for you. People know what you're talking about.
You're so
I choose
old.
Not to run.
Why don't you go reference your 1950s television shows?
See,
again,
now, see,
and
see,
mix up your black comedians.
You can't admit that he's wrong.
Hold on. More importantly, we got 6 minutes of added time to the soccer game that I have Skittles on. And we're about 6 minutes late for this segment.
You're so wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I think Rick Harrow
has nothing
is
to do with
next.
Your show being funny or not funny.
I got
to
separate
you
these
two.
You
are so wrong. I can't. I'm not going to break.
Don't bring it up for you.
He
come back.
He doesn't know.
And the 99.3
I win.
Yeah.
You know ding. Nothing. Ding me. Ding me. I win.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.